Now, we come here to Psalm 81, and like so many of these other psalms, it's linked to the one that precedes it. In other words, we have a continuous story that's going on here. And we saw the prayer in the last one. And it's a prayer that we've indicated through here that it's not a prayer for Christians to pray, not necessary for Christians to pray. It'll be for the time of Jacob's trouble in the end of the age. And the prayer today is, even so come, Lord Jesus. That's the great prayer. And in the meantime, help us get out your word, Lord. Now, this one is a song of deliverance, by the way, that we have here in this 81st Psalm. And it begins on a high note. It's a soprano solo. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take up a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the lute. Blow the trumpet in the new moon at the set time on our feast day. For this is Israel's stature and ordinance of the God of Jacob. Now you see, I think the key here is the blowing of the trumpet at the new moon. And this is all very proper because the new moon appears here before the Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his wings. And he's coming to deliver them. I think this looks really to the Feast of Tabernacles that we have here. And it's a beautiful thing. Actually, there were really four feasts that came at the beginning of the year. That was the Passover. And that was the Feast of Pentecost. And then there was the Feast of First Fruits, and then the Feast of Tabernacles. All of these took place. And I think here you have that Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Trumpets. It was a great day. And it still looks to the future, you see. So that's what you have here in Psalm 81 when it begins like that. Now, verse 4, for this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. Now, you see, this refers specifically to these people. So let's leave it that way. Verse 8, hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto thee. And then, verse 10, I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I'll fill it. Now, that's a promise to them. And let's leave it that way. Now, there's a great spiritual lesson, I think, for us today. He never led me out of Egypt, but he saved me out of sin. And that was the Egypt of this world. Now, he says, open wide your mouth, McGee, and I'll fill it with spiritual blessings. And he's done that. God's been good, friends, and quite wonderful. Now, he says, though, in verse 11, but my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would have none of me, have none of God today, by the way. That nation over there hasn't turned to God. They're as far from God as we are. And there's actually not much difference from the Arab side and the Israel side. And there's not much difference between that land and the United States today. Only I think we're in worse spiritual condition than any of them are. And yet we're trying to tell the world how they ought to do things. I think that we need to be in sackcloth and ashes today as a nation because of our own failure. We need, as a people, by the way, individuals to turn to God.